Bruce Weber's first documentary, Broken Noses, was about small-time boxer Andy Minsker. But the film was dedicated to jazz trumpeter Chet Baker, had lots of Baker on the soundtrack, and according to Weber, had been made partly because of Minsker's uncanny resemblance to the young Chet Baker. So it was no surprise that Weber's second film, Let's Get Lost, is about Chet Baker himself. It's a fascinating marriage of observer and subject. Not so much a great movie about jazz as it is a study of a musician whose success owed something to his movie star charisma. In the 1950s, Chet Baker was the closest thing to a matinee idol jazz had. Sinfully photogenic, with cheekbones you could park a car on and an insolent turned-up nose, Baker had a vulnerably introverted manner like James Dean. His image was bound up with his reflective trumpet playing. Throughout his career, he was plagued by inaccurate comparisons to Miles Davis, and his trumpet playing inspired his singing. Actually, it was more like sighing. Baker never had much of a voice, but what voice he had seemed to ooze with sex appeal.
There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time.
Let's Get Lost doesn't ignore Chet Baker the musician. We see and hear Baker in a studio, recording music for the film, almost all of it at the same sleepwalking tempo. We see clips of some TV appearances from the 50s and 60s, and Weber uses witnesses like record producer Dick Bach and trumpeter Jack Sheldon to sketch a simplified history of Baker's career. Baker made his name in the early 50s when he played a few dates with Charlie Parker and was a founding member of baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan's pianoless quartet. That groundbreaking unit helped put West Coast cool jazz on the map. The Mulligan Quartet reinforced the stereotype of laid-back coastal living, and Baker was very much a product of California's car culture. While with Mulligan, he wrote a zippy tune called Freeway. In the film, he says the best day of his life was when he got his Alfa Romeo. Weber films Baker riding around Santa Monica in big old Cadillac convertibles, surrounded by pretty women. Baker said filming those scenes was like a dream, but they have a nightmarish tinge, underscored by the crisp, dark, black-and-white photography. The young Chet Baker looked like a golden boy. But in the 80s, after decades of drug abuse, after he lost his teeth and his cheeks caved in, Oklahoma-born Baker looked like some weather-beaten Okie in a 1930s Walker Evans photograph. When Baker hangs out with his young lookalike Andy Minsker, the effect is creepy. It's like watching a live-action picture of Dorian Gray.
If I forgot to eat and sleep and pray, blame it on my youth.
Let's Get Lost isn't a totally flattering portrait of Chet Baker. Ex-wives testify to his ways as an emotional con artist. Three of his children testify to his parental neglect. But the man had a mystique, which paid off in a brief movie career. We see a little of Baker in a 1955 low-budget war movie, Hell's Horizon, and in a hilarious Italian beatnik picture from 1959. He could have been a contender. In fact, the 1960 hipster film, All the Fine Young Cannibals, was conceived as a Baker vehicle to be based on his life. But one of his many drug busts nixed the deal, and the story was changed. Weber includes a clip from the film of a trumpet-playing Robert Wagner, coiffed to look like Baker, and you realize how much Baker fed Hollywood stereotypes of self-destructive jazzmen. He was the Eisenhower era's Bix Beiderbecke, the cool school's young man with a horn. Chet Baker was many things that couldn't be separated. Trumpeter, singer, heartthrob, junkie, con man, and Let's Get Lost fits them all together. For that alone, it's a remarkable piece of work.